Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Friday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Microsoft is making the source code for its Windows calculator available on GitHub yesterday. The software maker wants to build an even better user experience in partnership with the community. Opening up the calculator means anyone can contribute to code to improve the app, but Microsoft wants to evaluate prototypes of new features or user interface changes before the company starts implementing them or reviewing code. Amazon will close all of its 87 pop-up locations in the United States in April, the company said Wednesday. Amazon has pop-ups inside Whole Foods locations, Kohl's stores, and malls around the US. The shops let customers try Amazon products such as Fire tablets, Kindle e-readers, Echo Smart speakers, and Amazon services like Prime Video, Audible, and Kindle Unlimited. Huawei files a lawsuit against the US government for blocking its equipment from specific networks. Filed in a district court in Texas, Huawei claims a provision in the National Defense Authorization Act stopping US agencies from using technology from certain companies is unconstitutional. Microsoft has become the first major cloud provider to open a data center in South Africa. Its two new Azure facilities in Cape Town and Johannesburg have been in the works since 2017, and while they originally slated to go live in 2018, the rivals tips other players to the post. Amazon plans to open a data center there in 2020, while Huawei announced back in November its intentions to deliver on the continent later this year. After 15 years of encouraging us all to share our lives with the world, Facebook has decided that the future is really about privacy. If so, that might be more convenient to Facebook than it first seems. In a landmark 3,200-word manifesto Wednesday, CEO Mark Zuckerberg laid out its vision for a privacy-focused social network, one that spawns Messenger, WhatsApp, and Instagram, as well as Facebook itself. In particular, Zuckerberg said he expects future versions of Messenger and WhatsApp to become the main ways people communicate on the Facebook network. This was a shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at OnThisMedia.com.